I'm pretty proud of my wife, too. She's made it 2 Tuesdays in a row. I probably shouldn't hold you very long. I know the pastor's got to get to Mexican, and Mikey's already been sitting back there pointing at his wrist. So, but I'm going to take your attention to John, the 11th chapter. I'm going to start at verse 20 and go to verse 44. Say amen when you got it. I'll take a few moments to thank God for what he's done in my life over the past year or so. He sure has brought me a long way. You know, I was at a place where I had given up on him, but he never gave up on me. And I just want to thank him for everything he's doing in my life and my family's life. John chapter 11, starting at verse 20, it says, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ and the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, that thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hast hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. I'm going to take just a few moments to speak to you on this topic. Take off your grave clothes. Brother Brad, would you pray over the word? You may be seated. And Mary and Martha were at a place in their lives where they were broken, where they had nowhere else to go, nothing else to do but call on Jesus. We've all been in a place where we had nowhere to go. We couldn't fix it ourselves. The only thing we could do was call on Jesus. The only thing we could do was hope and pray that he would show up and answer. They were in a place where they were broken. They sent for Jesus, but he didn't show up when they wanted him to. So Lazarus had died. Jesus was late. He didn't come when they wanted him to. He didn't answer when they wanted him to. He didn't answer the way they wanted him to. I know that sounds familiar tonight. You've prayed, but he didn't show up when you wanted him to. You've prayed, but he didn't answer the way you wanted him to. You've prayed, but he hasn't answered at all. I've been there. In 2014, I lost my mom to a battle with cancer. Then in 2015, I lost my grandpa. That was my mentor. He was a father figure in my life. Then my stepdad passed away that same year. I was at a place in my life where I didn't want anything to do with church. I didn't want anything to do with God. I blamed him for taking my family away. I buried myself in a grave that I thought I would never get out of, that I didn't even want to get out of. But if God has a call on your life, you can run all you want, but you just keep getting closer to him. The farther you run from God, the closer you get to him when he's called you. You can hide all you want, but there will come a time that you have to answer the call. I stand here tonight an example that sometimes we have to be broken before we can break through. Sometimes we have to be broken before we can receive the blessing. Sometimes we have to be broken before we can receive the healing. And sometimes we have to be broken before we can receive salvation. To be spiritually broken means to be at a place where we completely have to rely on God. The hardships, the trials, the tribulations, they happen. So we learn that we can't rely on ourselves, but we can only rely on God. The purpose for the suffering and the difficult times is to teach us to fully rely on him. Paul was thrown into prison. He was shipwrecked, bitten by a viper, but he still made it to Melita. He laid the same hands that were chained at the prison on the people at Melita and healed them. The same hands that were snake-bitten by the viper, he laid on the people at Melita and he healed them. You see, the storm, the shipwreck, the viper, none of them could stop Paul from getting to the purpose that God had for him. Come on, somebody, the prison should have killed him. The storm, the shipwreck should have killed him. The snake bite should have killed him. I'm talking to somebody tonight. The addiction should have killed you. The depression should have killed you. The sickness should have killed you. The car accident should have killed you. But Jesus. Come on, somebody. It could have killed me, but Jesus. I could have gave up, but Jesus. I could have threw in the towel, but Jesus. I come to tell you tonight, you might be broken, but you're about to break through. No matter how far you get away, no matter how broken you become, there's always a way back. In verse 20, it says Martha was the one that met Jesus first. And the Bible says he told her, I am the resurrection. Come on, somebody. He didn't say I was. He didn't say I'm going to be. He said, but I am. The problem is we have enough faith for the healing tomorrow, but we don't have enough faith for the miracle today. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yesterday's faith ain't going to do me no good today. Today's faith won't do me no good tomorrow. I got to get some now faith. But then Mary came second. It says she fell at his feet. The same Mary that anointed his feet with oil. Just because you're going through something doesn't mean you forget where you came from. Mary put herself back where she started. She said, if I can just get back where he started, if I can just get to his feet, he's the same God on the mountain as he is in the valley. He's the same God in the high times as he is in the low times. He's the God of the unbroken as well as the broken. My situation doesn't change who he is. He's still the same God that delivered me out of this world. He's still the same God that delivered me out of addiction. He's still the same God that woke me up this morning. He breathed breath in my lungs. He's the same God on the mountain as he is in the valley. Bible says Martha went to Mary and told her, the master has come and he calleth for thee. And the Bible says that she arose quickly and went to meet him. It's because she knew, if I can just get back where I started, if I can just get back where I came from, if I can get back to his feet, come on somebody, that dead place that you're living in right now, that broken place that you're in right now, those grave clothes that's holding you, they have to come off. If you can just get back to his feet, they have to fall off. Verse 39 says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for 4 days. So he could have just spoken and the stone would have rolled away. But in order to get the miracle, there's some things you got to do yourself. Before you can live again, you have to remove the stone. Today is your resurrection day. It's time to stop living in that dead state that you're living in. You've been stuck in the place that you died in for too long. But today is your resurrection day. The tomb's open. It's time to take off your grave clothes. He's calling you out of the grave today. Them old grave clothes, they can't hold you any longer. He's saying, come forth out of your depression. Come forth from your anxiety. Come forth from your backslid condition. And when you come forth, there's not a chain that can't be broken. There's not a band that can't be loosed. There's not a bondage that won't have to let you go. When he says, loose him and let him go, it's time to take off the grave clothes. As the musicians come, is it okay if I share a story with you as they come? Last December at our Christmas party, we had our company Christmas party, and a lot of the guys had been drinking, and a few of them had had too much. One of them that had too much is pretty special to me. He's my cousin, but he's more like a brother. You know, and I begged him. I said, just let me take you home, man. He said, you know I would tell you if I wasn't okay. But then I got a call from one of the other guys saying he had gotten pulled over. So I was trying to make it around 465 to get to him to see if I could maybe take him home. But as I pulled around the corner, I seen that Explorer tore to pieces. And I begin to think to myself that maybe it's the end. And as I pulled by the Explorer, I didn't see him anywhere. The cop started walking up to the truck that we were in. I had tons of thoughts going through my head. As the cop got there, I expected him to tell me he didn't make it. But when he got there, the cop said, "I'm not sure how this happened." He said, "Your cousin went across 465 twice in the middle of rush hour traffic. Ever been down 465 at 5:30 in the afternoon, it don't happen." And I begin to think to myself, I know how it happened. But that man sits in this congregation today. What I thought was the end was just the beginning. If you're in a place where you feel like it's over today, it's not. It's just the beginning. I'm going to tell you today, what hell thinks is the end for you is just the beginning for you. Today is your resurrection day. Today is the day of salvation. These altars are open today. You don't have to wait any longer. He's calling you to come forth out of your grave today. You've been living in the place that you died for far too long. Is there anybody in here that's ready to take off the grave clothes? Anybody that's been gone too long, you're ready to make your way back? These altars are open today. You can lay your grave clothes down in the front of this church right now.